think two more practices related to dukkha and reactivity. And remember that what I'm offering are really just beginning practices. If we were, we could do a whole week on the topic, right? And go deeper. And I'm giving some beginning practices, although the practice of looking for reactivity when it appears in your experience is a very deep practice. And if you do that continually, there is tremendous learning possible. And also it will save you from a lot of suffering. It really does, you know, because, you know, if you could notice that you're shooting the second arrow after 5 minutes instead of 3 hours, it changes everything, right? So two more practices. One is actually came up just in discussion, which is that sometimes maybe doing the practices here, maybe not so much comes up, right? Maybe you're sitting and not so much reactivity, not so much a moment where you notice yourself very reactive, but maybe, you know, you go home and interact with your partner or, you know, check your email and all of a sudden, like that, right? And so but still looking out for reactivity is very, very helpful. So two other practices that we'll do are these. One of them is you can actually, especially if we're sitting and not so much is happening, you can actually bring to mind some moment when you were reactive in the past. Especially maybe choose one that is in the middle range in terms of intensity or difficulty. So I like to use a scale like the Olympic divers have. You know, we call it degree of difficulty. And maybe from 1 to 10. And we don't choose the 10s or the 9s, but maybe you choose a 5 or a 6 in the middle. And you bring something maybe where you had some reactivity, even maybe coming here, maybe you were driving and someone was, you know, I don't know, doing something that you didn't like and you're like that. And you could, maybe that's a 5 or a 6 for you. And you could bring it to mind as if you are reliving the practice. You know, like you just sit and you bring to mind that experience. And then you feel yourself reacting. Like for me, driving, where I live, I get a little reactive sometimes when people, when I'm going, 100 kilometers an hour, and someone is right behind me, like this close, right? It's not safe, you know? Anyone get reactive sometimes when that happens? Right. So I get, although I also, for driving, I have general practice of generosity, which is helpful. But so I might be reactive. I might remember that situation and I just feel what it was like in my body and explore it like it was happening in the present moment. And that can be a way to work with reactivity as well. We can take something from the past and just to bring it to mind for a minute or two and then just feel what it's like. What does it feel like in the body? What's it like in the mind? What is the story? What are you saying? Okay, oh, this, you know, this driver or her, you know, maybe a generalization. Just notice what's happening. Study reactivity that way. That's another way to practice. And you could do that, you know, imagine you do that at the end of every day. Right? That could be very helpful. You know, you want to stay balanced, but remember to choose the ones that are not too much.
So yeah. You just then notice it, and then what do you do when you just bring awareness to that?
Yeah, for this point, we're really just bringing mindfulness to the reactivity. I mean, it'd be another thing to ask the question, how could I, in that situation, be responsive rather than reactive? You know, that's another question that, you know, would require some further teaching, maybe. So here it's just being mindful, just exploring, you know, what it's like. And it probably could be a good question to ask how could I be non-reactive in that situation? You know, ultimately, we want to also not just study reactivity, but have ways of responding rather than reactive. Sometimes that takes more discussion or more training. Like anything involving language or communication, we need other tools. You know, again, I teach retreats on wise speech or right speech, and you know, it's not a small amount of teaching. It's, like I said, 30 hours in our retreats of material. So, you know, to learn how to be responsive when you're in a difficult discussion, it's not simple. It's not a simple matter. We can't just say, be responsive. You know, we have to give some tools. Right? So, that's one way to practice. The second way to practice is one that I'll instruct also now, and that is using the teaching of the Four Noble Truths. I discussed this earlier. And this can be very helpful and we could do this also with something from the past. You know, maybe, again, if you don't have something happening in the present, we'll just do this in maybe 5 or 10 minutes. If you don't have something happening, you can remember something from the past, and then you apply, whether it's from the past that you're bringing up in the present, or something happening right now, like I'm being reactive, and I notice that. And so we go through the four steps and we say, am I being reactive? And we ask, what's it like? What's it feel like? What are the thoughts? What's going on in the body? See, part of the purpose for doing that is that we want to be able to notice as soon as possible when we're reactive. A lot of the way mindfulness works is it doesn't eliminate reactivity, but it helps us to notice it sooner. And that is huge, right? Again, can I notice my shooting the second arrow after 5 minutes rather than 1 hour? That makes a huge difference.
Does it mean that reactivity stops? I noticed it a lot of times very soon.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Well, yeah. So.
And sometimes it does even the opposite, because I notice it, and I'm trying really hard to let go, and then it's just no reactivity.
Yeah, that's a good point. It depends probably on many factors, right? Maybe small reactivity, and it also depends on, you know, how much you've practiced. But maybe you notice, like with a driver, you get a little reactive, and you say, just relax, I don't need to be reactive. You know, maybe sometimes you notice it, you can end it very quickly. Something bigger that's more, you know, more connected with sense of self, maybe. Maybe you notice it, but it's still, you keep on going, and then you need other tools, you know, than you, but as we practice more and have more tools, it actually does become possible to just notice it, and then, you know, most things up to the most difficult can stop, or it's not, we don't so much when we're being mindful, they do whatever they will do. And again, here's where, again, everything is done from the perspective of wisdom. And so I have reactivity, and there are a few possibilities. One possibility is I try to be mindful of it. And this is for the purposes of studying it, not to make it go away. Right? It's for the purpose of studying it. And, you know, like I said, okay, I had retreat where I had fear for hours and hours. I wasn't trying to make it go away. I was just being with whatever was happening, but I was looking carefully. And the result of that, you know, doing it for a long time was, oh, I learned so much, right? And a lot changed. And when I would look at it 2 years later, I would have very different way of being with fear, right? Because there's learning that happens. So first choice is try to be mindful. You have something, and sometimes the reactivity is too much, or we're caught in it, right? Where I'm just really, really angry with this person. And I can't, you know, it's impossible to be mindful. Right? And we have to know when that situation is the case. We have to know when mindfulness is possible and when it's not possible. And if I'm lost and it's too much, then the best thing to do is to try to deliberately change it, to get out of the reactivity. You know, so if you're arguing with your partner, then and you notice you're really lost, and then you say, okay, time out. Do you do this here? Mm-hmm. Very good. This is from
international.
It's from
basketball.
From sports. Right? It's from basketball. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. By the way, the team that won the national basketball championship is from 3 miles from my house. Very good. I actually took a picture of the article on the Golden State Warriors in Hebrew, and I took a photo and sent it home. Anyway, so, and do you know what this basketball team that won the championship, do you know what their four basic principles are? Listen to this. Their coach has studied meditation a lot. And their four principles are, number one, mindfulness. These are professional athletes. Number two, joy. Number three, compassion. And number four, competition. I think they had to have that just to...
Normally,
Not
the two keep his job.
Yeah, to keep his job, he had to have...
still win.
He's not working with Dana, so...
Yeah. Anyway, so isn't that interesting? So this is they won the championship,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's very good.
Non-attachment to winning.
What?
Non-attachment to winning.
They do. You know, they last year they lost. I don't want to talk too much about it. I wanted to do some practices before we finish, but I could talk about this for a while because it's very interesting. Last year, they lost, right? And it was complicated. Anyone here follow this? A little bit, yeah, or maybe a lot.
Little.
A little bit, yeah. And they lost the championship. It was complicated, and there were some people lost control of their emotions and so forth. It was a little complicated. And then they lost, but because they lost, they were able to get the best player available in the whole league to join them. If they had won, they wouldn't have got that. Huh? It probably would have been, maybe they wouldn't have even tried, but it's a little complicated, but most people think that it wouldn't have been possible, because the fact that they lost made it possible.
For them to grow.
Yeah, for them. What I'm saying is they really had, okay, this happened, we move on. You know, and then we try to become better, and they actually are now better than if they had won last year. So anyway, it was a good question. I don't have no one really knows. but there's very interesting. So, so the second situation is if we are really stuck in reactivity, and it's too much, and we're lost, we try to get out of it. That's what this player should have done last year when he lost control. But I wasn't teaching the team. So, okay, so anyway, so that would be if we are really, I'm really angry with this person, we take time, that's where it comes, time out. That's how we got the basketball. Okay, so we do time out, or we say, I'm really upset now, I don't think it will be helpful to talk right now, let's talk tomorrow. That's wise, right? That's how we shift out of it. You know, or we say, I'm really upset, let me take a walk by the sea, right? Let me go to beauty. That can bring me back to some balance. That's first choice, mindfulness. Second choice, if we're stuck, we come back to balance. Right? That's important. And so it becomes very important to know, when am I stuck? And when can I be mindful? It's not easy. Right? If we can be mindful, that's first choice. But it's hard to know. So we have to really know. Sometimes in meditation, we think we're being mindful, but we're really stuck. Right? You know that, right? And so really ask that question, And if you're stuck, then you do something else. You know, you try to shift the energy to come back to balance, and then maybe later you can be mindful. Okay?
Thank you.
What?
Thank you.
You're welcome. That's very important. It's in daily life as well. So, okay.
If
so,
it's often when there is a threat, then that would be that sort of a reaction.
Yeah,
that's right.
That the some of it's on the level of the nervous system, it gets overly activated. You know, and you know, if you study, if you study that fight, flight, or freeze, and sort of almost like sometimes like trauma response or trauma reaction, on the level of physiology, it's like there's. There's like, okay, here we start to get activated. And there's a level here. Beyond this, if we keep on getting activated, we're stuck. Right? You know, it's almost, you can see it on the level of physiology. You get stuck. So what you want to do is when you notice that you're getting close to this line, you actually try to bring it down. Right? Or, and if you're here, you have to have some emergency ways of coming back to balance, right? So some of it happens just on the level of physiology. When you're too activated, you know, you get too angry or too charged, it's very hard, if not impossible, to be mindful. Mm-hmm. And so then you do these other things. You come back to balance. You know, take a walk, do something physical, go swimming, go to beauty, talk with a friend. You know, you can also do some forms of meditation, like loving kindness, or maybe heart practices. Those can help. Okay, so let's do this. First of all, I think I have to be careful that we talk too much. Okay, are we talking too much?
No.
Okay. Okay. Because in the generally in training, there are kind of these two components. One is we get orientation and teaching. And then we do the practice, and both are important. Okay. And sometimes the understanding makes a big difference, right? Okay, so we'll just do these two practices quickly, then we'll finish. We have more tomorrow. Okay. So first of all, bring to mind, maybe we'll first do a little bit of settling, just do a minute or two with your breath, come back to being present. And now bring to mind a time when you were reactive in the past, maybe earlier today or yesterday, close to the present. You can go back a few days if you want to. And the level of reactivity would be in the middle range, on a scale of 10, maybe 5 or 6. So first of all, decide what experience you want to bring up. And now bring the experience as if you are reliving it, just for a minute or two. Again, if I was talking about maybe driving, I would just bring the memory of being in the car as if it was happening in the present moment. So just do that now for a minute or two. Now notice just how it is in the body. What are the thoughts? What are the emotions? Now we'll use this example as if it was happening in the present moment, and we'll work with the teaching of the Four Noble Truths. And so first, we have noticing the reactivity. And we've just done that. Let's go back to that. So again, you can imagine yourself in the situation as if it's happening right now. And notice the reactivity at the level of the body, the mind, and the emotions. And then the second, that's the first noble truth, the truth that there is dukkha. And the second is the cause of dukkha, which is this grasping or pushing away. So you can ask with this situation, am I grasping at something or pushing away something? Like with my situation with the driving, I'm pushing away, I'm reacting against this driver being too close behind me. So notice that that's what the pushing away is, and try to feel what that's like. So I notice that, again, my body is a little tight. Well, my chest is a little bit caved in. I have some irritation, and my physiology is activated some. And then the third noble truth, we say, is there a way I can let go of this grasping or pushing away? And letting go of it doesn't mean that I don't respond. I can have skillful response, but let go of the reactivity. So for my example, maybe I decide this person is way very, very close, so I will just change my lane so it's not happening anymore, to be more safe maybe. So is there a way I can let go of the reactivity? And again, it might be also I do something skillful in response. This doesn't mean being passive. And then the fourth noble truth is the various practices and perspectives that help me skillfully let go of the reactivity. And again, it might be both how I let go, but also maybe some ways that I respond. You know, so the fourth noble truth involves also skillful speech and some other areas. So what will help me, if I look at my situation, what will help me to let go of the reactivity, but also to have a skillful response, which will be different in different situations. So those are two more practices, and again, you can see which one seems to be helpful, most helpful for you. You don't have to do all four, but maybe you do one or two of them. And I'll just repeat. So we have the different practices for impermanence. We have at this point, really just being aware of impermanence in experience of bubble of sound and sensation and thinking. Mm-hmm. And maybe we'll do tomorrow. There's also how we reflect about what I was calling gross impermanence, which is you might do that even tonight or tomorrow morning, just to think about how things change with just a very ordinary way. That can be just to think, you know, reflect for 10 minutes. Well, if you do that every day, we'll have a big effect. Yeah. And so then with the practices on dukkha or reactivity, we had four practices. The first is to notice when the sense of pleasant or unpleasant gets strong, and then see if there's a tendency from the pleasant to grasp or from the unpleasant to push away. And you would typically notice some tendencies, but maybe not. Just see what's there. And second practice was to look for reactivity just when it occurs in your experience, and it could be like tonight, if that occurs, you know, with people you're with or in any situation, and you notice reactivity, and then you have that be the starting point for mindfulness. And you want to look at that and explore that. And if you can, then some of the other things that we brought in just now, if you can be mindful, do that. If it's too much, you do some of these other things. You shift out of it, right? And you try to see if you're shooting the second arrow and see if it's possible to stop shooting it, right? Is it possible? Or just tell yourself, you know, this happened, maybe I'm blaming myself. Let me try not to do that. It's like that, something like that. It doesn't always work, but you can have the intention. And so that is a wonderful practice for tonight. You could say, I will have my radar for any reactivity. Okay? And you can just do that and see what happens. Right? And then the third was you can bring something that happened from the past and do the same practice. If you don't have anything happening in the present, you can bring something from the past and explore it. And then the fourth is to work with the Four Noble Truths. And that did that pretty simple, right? You know, it's like, let me notice the reactivity. Let me see if I can feel the grasping. It's kind of the parts of the same thing, right? Can I feel like I'm grasping, like for my example, can I feel the reactivity in the situation with this driver? Secondly, can I have a sense of what I'm pushing away? Well, it's the behavior of the driver, right? I'm reactive towards that. Now, being reactive doesn't mean that the driver is doing a good thing. Right? I can be reactive towards things which are bad or unhealthy or unjust, right? But the teaching is that the reactivity won't help so much. Right? That's why it's a big way that we bring all of this into social service or social change work. Can we have non-reactive efforts at social change? That's not so easy, right? That's the basis of non-violence. Right? And so the fact that I'm reactive, there still might be something that we need to take care of, right? It's, so it's not about being passive. It's important. And so then I can feel that in my case, I don't like this person being so close. You know, I'm reactive towards that. And then third one, can I let go of that reactivity? And again, might go along with what is a skillful response. So I gave the example, maybe I try not to be reactive, but maybe I just change the lane so a person's not there. That could be a pretty good solution. Right? And then the fourth one was more like what helps me to do that. You know, maybe I have to remember a principle or a practice, or you know, maybe it's I remember to be skillful in speech. Okay, so is that clear enough? Mm-hmm. It's very simple, can be very helpful, right? So that's four practices. I wish I had a list of all these. Maybe I can develop that and send it by email, okay, or something. And so what my invitation is to this evening and tomorrow morning work with these practices in a simple way. You know, you don't have to, I'm not asking you to meditate the rest of the day. You might, I think it could be helpful. Maybe you just meditate 15, 20 minutes sometime this evening. That will make a difference for your retreat, if you can do that. And do some of the practices we've done. If you do that, it will really help with the integration with daily life, which many people asked about, right? Just do 15, 20 minutes to, you know, first you settle some, 5 minutes with the breath, 5 minutes in permanence, and then some one or two of the reactivity practices, okay? Mm-hmm. Something like that tonight. And then also look out, just say, I'm going to really notice when there's reactivity in my mind, okay? That's what I suggest. Do that tonight and tomorrow morning. Really think that the retreat doesn't finish at 5 o'clock. Okay? It keeps on going till we finish tomorrow. Okay? So we will continue. And again, my request is if you can come a little bit before 9 so that we can start right at 9, that's helpful. Things come up, I know. But if you can do that, that will be helpful. I'll start with a meditation at 9, and hopefully we'll have everyone or almost everyone here, because I can start with teaching. Because I want to start when everyone's here. I don't want to teach with some people not here. But we'll start with meditation in any case. I'll start right at 9 o'clock. Okay? So thank you. You know, wonderful questions.
Thank you.
I think I really like the questions. I like, you know, so not too many questions. You asked wonderful questions. And everyone does. And so, you know, when I looked at my intention for being here, it was to share some things that I find helpful and to learn from you and learn with you. That was my personal intention. So have a good evening. You know, notice whether your evening meal is very pleasant. It's okay. Okay, and we'll see you tomorrow. So I think I'll end, you know, I like, some of you know, you probably do this at retreats here, but there is the practice called dedication of merit. Do you know that? Do you do that here? I would think so. Yeah, in which you, it's really an intention practice where you remember and we say something like, may the benefits from the day be offered to ourselves, to each other, and then also to all other beings. So we have the sense that we are really there for everyone. So thank you.
And, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. And have a good evening and to be continued.
Thank you.
Thank you.